and welcome to CamaroZ28.com, podcast number 8.
Number 8.
This is being recorded on Thursday, October 27th, 2005.
Cool.
What's going on, Jason?
Well, I feel a little bit better from last week. Still kind of groggy every now and then. Whatever I picked up, man.
Kicking your ass?
Kicking my ass, but good. But hopefully I'll be good by the end of the weekend because I got a big trip ahead of me.
Oh, that's right.
I'm heading to SEMA next week.
SEMA.
And for those of you who haven't checked it out yet, I made a post in the lounge about hopefully setting up a meet and greet for anybody who's attending SEMA or who lives in the area that wants to meet. Do a search in the lounge for the word SEMA, and you'll find out where I posted. A lot of people are showing up. We're going to have a pretty good time, I think. It's shaping up to be pretty nice. So, once again, I hope I can meet some of you guys there.
And where's SEMA at?
SEMA's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
The best place in the world.
That's right.
We should just uproot and move there.
Yeah, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to worry about these winters here.
Yeah, which is coming in quick.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, we got a storage tip.
Yeah.
For those who do have to suffer through the winter, who are putting their car away.
Like us.
Yeah, like us. I already put mine away, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's been getting down in the 30s at nighttime already, and winter's not that far ahead of us.
Oh, you know, I just thought of this. If you got any Zeno or car products in your garage,
oh, that's right.
Pull them out, because if they freeze, they could go bad. Yeah. I just realized that.
Great tip, Jason.
Yeah, right shooting from the hip here tonight.
Yeah.
So, I was scanning through the board, and I came across a pretty interesting tip from a member. I hope I get his username right. It's Tabahr, T-A-B-A-H-R.
What section of the board was this on?
This was in the general F-Body Tech, the very first forum on the board.
Oh, okay.
And if anybody knows how to get to a thread by the thread number, it is number 3405154. So somebody asked, you know, storage tips, and I thought this was a really good idea, and I'm going to read you what the thread says.
Oh, good deal.
What the post the post that Tabahr said.
Excellent.
Tabahr's from writing in from Madison, Wisconsin. He says that starting it every week is a terrible thing to do. And a lot of people do that. They go out every week and start their car what's in storage.
Yeah, I used to do that.
So did I. Yeah. Well, it's according to this guy who seems to know what he's talking about, he says the vast majority of wear inside your engine occurs at startup. In the winter, it's even worse because the oil is thick from the cold. This is pretty interesting. I thought this was really smart. He says for a 5-month storage interval, you put down some Visqueen, which is a real thick plastic you can get at Home Depot, and you park the car on it with a full tank of gas. And if you're only going to store it for 5 or 6 months, you don't need any Stabil or anything like that in the gas tank. Pull the battery out or put a trickle charger on it and cover the car with the car cover. The neat part that I never really thought about, and it's pretty simple, is you pull the edges of the Visqueen up the sides of the car and over the top, and you leave some of the cover exposed so it can breathe. And then use some duct tape to secure the Visqueen to the car cover. And what happens is the Visqueen wrapper will prevent the ground moisture from getting up into the car and causing the problems. And that's, you know, when we stored our cars in the winter, I laid some down, but water just settled on top of the Visqueen.
Exactly.
And it didn't really do any good. But right. But wrapping it up real gently, it was a really cool idea. And I thought it was great, and I wanted to share that with everybody. He says, he continues to say that in the spring you unwrap it and install the battery. If you took it out, make sure it's charged. Change the oil. Maybe you might want to prime the engine oil before starting it the first time. Which you just simply unplug the coil and crank it for a few seconds. He goes on to say that if you're storing it in greater lengths than 6 months, like years, do use Stabil in the gas tank and remove the spark plugs. Put a little bit of Marvel Mystery Oil in the cylinders until they're full. If you know how to do that, you might want to ask around to an expert.
Okay.
Put some packets of silica gel in the interior to absorb any excess moisture to keep everything from getting stale inside. And
yeah.
He says to remove the weight from the tires so they don't flat spot. Now, that's the only one that I'm not too sure about, because from what I understand, radial tires don't flat spot easily.
That's what I heard.
Old bias ply tires will, but it wouldn't hurt anyway to take the weight off of them. So it's a great tip by Tabahr there, and there's a few more in that thread. Be sure to check the general F-Body Tech section.
Yeah, kudos to Tabahr, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. It's great stuff, and there's plenty more in there.
And to you folks who don't have to store your car, well, you can suck it.
Yeah. we're real bitter. We got the bitter winter, so we're going to be bitter about the people that don't have one.
That's right.
So there you have that. I think that's a great tip. I really like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
And what's next?
What's next here?
What do you want to talk about next?
Oh, yeah, the history of the Camaro name. You know, we've been getting a lot of emails lately from people asking, what does Camaro mean? We're
getting a lot over the years, but
yeah,
more so lately.
And you wrote that article.
Yeah. That can be found at CamaroZ28.com/articles/Camaro name.
Yes.
And you want me to
read the excerpt
from that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it. Okay. This was provided by our friend Scott Settlemyer a while back, and we published it on our website. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase it as best I can. You know, we've only got a few minutes here, so
yeah. Well, people can go to the website and read it.
Absolutely, but here's the details. Sometime in the late 50s, a 4-seat sports car was designed that would wind up being the turbocharged Corvair Spider. But Chevrolet then unveiled what was called the Supernova at the New York Auto Show in March of 1964, a matter of weeks before the Ford unveiled the Mustang, which is a big, interesting point right there.
Absolutely.
Because everybody knows the Mustang technically came first. Well, maybe not. But the Corvair was restyled in 1964, and then the turbocharged Spider was called Corsa within 6 months. The sales figures of that Mustang convinced GM that the pony car market was more than just a flash in the pan, as they say. So they started working on a program called XP836, which is a 4-speed sporty coupe that would share that platform with that Supernova that was introduced, and they referred to it as the Panther, or what we now know, the F-body. And it would be the first car where computers were used in the development process, which is kind of weird because a lot of people don't think that they use computers for cars way back then, you know.
Exactly.
And ironically, the fourth gen Camaro was, I believe, the first car on the production line that GM used laser cameras to make sure that the body panels were aligned.
Oh.
So that's a little known fact.
That's another tidbit there.
But the idea behind the car that would become the Camaro was they wanted to offer a good-looking, sporty car that attracted attention. They wanted to have some good performance, like the Corvette. In fact, they even wanted to call it the closest thing to a Vette yet. And they wanted the car to ride smoothly and handle like in a European sports car, which was starting to get big back then. So, you know, they basically wanted to make the car what it still is, you know. And they've kept that way for the past 35 years. But according to the documents dated June 10, 1966... they did a lot of research to give it a name. They wanted to start it with the letter C.
Right, because everything was starting with C back then.
Right,
the Chevrolet.
But the Corvair, the Corvette.
Chevelle.
Right, right. You know, Chevy 2.
Yeah.
So they developed a list of over 2,200 words starting with the letter C.
2,200 words?
Right. And they did a search to make sure that the name pick wouldn't have any negative connotation.
Oh, you mean like the new Buick?
The new Buick LaCrosse. You guys in Canada might get a kick out of that, but do a search if you want to know what we're talking about. But one word did stand out, and it was Camaro. And according to Heath's New French and English Dictionary in 1932, the word Camaro defined as a comrade, friend, or pal. So the name Camaro was chosen. And Pete Estes, the then general manager... who wound up becoming later on the president of General Motors, is the one that said, let's call it a Camaro. And so he was the one that would announce that it was called the Camaro to the press worldwide. And Pete said at the time that Chevrolet has chosen that name, which was graceful to them, and it was keeping in line with the other cars that began with the letter C. And it suggests comradeship and good friends, and as a personal car, it should be to its owner. And so there it was on September 29th, 1966, when the Camaro kind of came to life in thousands of Chevy dealerships as the name Camaro, and as the article that we did type up from that perspective, we kind of wonder if Pete Estes had any idea that the Camaro would go on to become the icon that it is with a 35-year history, and it would make a lot of friendships in the process.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of true to its name in a storybook sort of
very
way.
Very ironic.
So there it is, you know, and even though that it only had a 35-year run, we're still hoping for the best for the future.
Absolutely.
And once again, we got to mention maybe everybody should do their best to try to get to the Detroit Auto Show.
That's right.
This year.
January 2006.
Yep. In fact, we even put a counter on the front page of our site.
That's right.
That counts down to that auto show, just
mm-hmm.
to kind of keep everybody reminded that it's coming up soon and it's going to be a great day, I think.
Absolutely.
But once again, if you want to read the article in its entirety without my paraphrasing, it's at CamaroZ28.com/article/Camaro name.
Awesome. Good deal.
That's we love that part because it's a big question on everybody's mind, and there's your answer right there in black and white. Another thing we've got to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
And now
we've mentioned this a couple times before,
right.
And
it's ready.
Now it's finally ready.
But the thing is we're only releasing this a little bit early to the podcast listeners. We haven't announced it yet. So,
right.
Chris, go ahead and tell everybody what we got going on now.
Pleased to present our brand new video service for CamaroZ28.com. Go ahead and point your browsers right now to videos.CamaroZ28.com.
And from there, what can people do, Chris?
Oh, boy. You can go ahead and you can upload video clips to the website, and they will be streamed for everybody to view.
Mm-hmm.
You can hot link right off there with their source code that they have listed right on the page. Please note you will need a new username and password. It does not use the current username and password for our, like, the message board.
Okay.
So go ahead and sign up on there. It's a really quick sign up, and it's basically a username and your email address and whatnot. So yeah, go check it out. It's pretty damn cool.
So anybody out there who's got a video of their car or their buddy's car or whatever cool videos that they find on the internet, as long as it's okay for them to republish them, they
absolutely
can upload them, and there's where they'll stay. And
yeah.
Cool. We're very happy to finally bring that to you. It's been on our short list for kind of a while.
Oh yeah.
So there it is. Videos.camaroz28.com, right?
You got it.
All right.
It's going to be big.
Like I said, you guys listening to this podcast are the first ones to hear about it. We haven't even announced it anywhere else on the site, so enjoy it. Let us know what you think of it.
Absolutely.
And speaking of letting us know what you think.
Yeah.
You know, this is our 8th one. We've been doing this for 2 months now.
Yeah.
We've gotten some pretty cool feedback, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our subscribers to the podcast has grown considerably through the last 2 months. We track those using our RSS feeds.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to get some feedback from you guys, some more feedback, some more interaction.
Yeah, we want to get involved with us. This is what we do this for. So, in the podcast forum, I made a thread that tells you step-by-step how to get involved. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate the great feedback, but get involved with it. We want to make you guys a part of it.
Right. Just drop us an email. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
You can send it to webmasters@camaroz28.com. That goes to Jason and me. Or you can send us a WAV or MP3 file with a comment, suggestion, with your own voice. Or you can use Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the instructions, just check the thread in the podcast forum. So, well, I think we're out of time.
Yes, we're out of time for episode number 8.
Never enough.
Never enough. So. But, you know, maybe next week?
But the next week, maybe we'll be doing this one from SEMA.
Yes.
If I can get my computer and my laptop rigged up. And
we'll bring to you a nice show with perhaps a couple other members.
Maybe drunk. More. Maybe drunk, because we're meeting at Margaritaville Bar in the Flamingo Hotel.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Later on.
See ya.